This is Bulldog Live on The Pulse. To get in touch about the news of the day, call 866-823-1077. Now, here's Brian Tilton and Bulldog Live.
We're asking you all as the leaders of our legislature to tell me, is the president wrong in trying to create incentives to help us? Or are you all wrong in trying to continue to raise taxes and fees on all of us?
We are losing the New Hampshire advantage on this tax and the tax that I talked about earlier. Imposing additional taxes on our men and women in a recession is wrong.
And that message has been repeated over and over again over the past year, and our legislature still doesn't seem to get it. They had the budget talks that fell apart last Friday, and among those were to increase taxes. A whole number of them. The LLC tax still remains today. There was an opportunity, actually multiple opportunities in this session to repeal the tax. There was one opportunity that was left remaining, and they scuttled that idea. They did, however, pass Susan the Pazar Almy's House Bill 1607, dealing with reasonable compensation, which was the least favored of any of the reasonable compensation bills, but they passed it anyway. So the question is, will the LLC tax ever be repealed? Well, of the number of publications that I've been able to read over the last couple of days, they keep saying, oh, it will be, it will be, it'll be repealed, it'll be part of this next budget proposal. And as we heard from Jim Forsyth, Republican candidate for the state Senate in the Lakes region, he said, we need to have a standalone bill. And that's a good question. And now with the legislature going into special session, and since Jeb Bradley and David Hess had their bills voted down, I wonder if they'll have the opportunity to reintroduce them again and say, look, we tried this already. You guys said no. The people still want this repealed. Let's vote on this. Well, we'll see if that can play out. And we'll keep you posted on that, too. Bulldog Live here on The Pulse in the second hour. Bulldog Live, 1-866-823-1077. Andy Sanborn is a Republican candidate for the state Senate. Andy, good afternoon. Welcome back to Bulldog Live.
Bulldog, great being here. Thanks so much for having me on today.
All right. One of the things I've been doing is following what the filing of the candidates this week. That opened on Wednesday, and you were the first one in the door.
I was the first one in the door. You know, As you know, I'm pretty motivated to try and help this state. And quite honestly, I wanted to make a very clear statement that I am motivated. I'm ready. And I think we need to get in early, get up early, get in early, and start working so we can take back our state and make New Hampshire great again.
Now, the Senate district that you're running for, what areas does that cover?
It's about 600 square miles. It essentially starts up in Loudoun, New Hampshire, up by the racetrack. It swings around Concord and all the way down into Cheshire County, just outside of Keene. Mm. It's 19 towns. It represents about 60,000 people.
All right. And I know the last time I had you on when we talked about the towns, and I tried to do a summary of towns, and you should have heard the phone calls I got because I left their town out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I listened to Jim Forsyth earlier. Jim is a great guy. He's a great candidate, personal friend. I support him fully. And, you know, I listened to make sure he got all of his towns as well because you have to do it as a candidate.
Well, yeah, you do, and you got to visit them and knock on doors and inform people what's going on.
I mean, you know, as we say, one of the things we love about politics in New Hampshire is it truly is still a door-to-door, grassroots, boots-on-the-ground type of an operation. And you know, for me, like you, we like talking to people. I enjoy the conversation. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to going door to door and speaking to people or, you know, hanging out in a restaurant out in Antrim or, you know, going up the Northfield and having the opportunity to sit down and just talk to people about what their issues are and listen to what's important to them. And that's what politics in New Hampshire provides us, that you can actually have a conversation with your legislature. At least those of us who are willing to listen, we have that issue. You know, it's not quite frankly like Texas or some other big states where your legislature might be, you know, hundreds and hundreds of miles away from you. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're on the ground and it's exciting.
Well, it must be because a lot of people are outright thoroughly disgusted.
disgusted with what's been happening under the Golden Dome. 38 and tax and fee increases just in the last year alone. And then we had a number before, you know, the session before that. And they don't seem to stop.
Yeah. You know, as you know, one of the, to me, one of the best illustrations I give on a regular basis is, you know, in the past 10 years, we have seen virtually no increase in population in the state of New Hampshire at all. I mean, we have about 1.3 million people, have had about 1.3 million people for 10 years. But our state spending has gone from $6.3 billion to $11.7 billion. Again, no increase of people. We've doubled the amount of spending we've done. I mean, we've increased spending at the state of New Hampshire $2 billion in just the last 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I mean, frankly, it is out of control. Mm-hmm. We need to find people to get back into office who you know, sign the front of checks versus sign the back of checks, who run companies and understand that you need to balance your budget, that you need to expand the economic base so we can get people hired again. This you know, it's like we're on a spending binge up there, and it's time to stop that.
And I'm wondering if they can, because when we came down to the budget discussions in the past couple of weeks, to actually do some cuts really sounded painful for them to do.
You know, what's probably the most disappointing part to me, you know, we've talked about the fact that, as you and I talked about almost a year ago, that we thought the budget was going to be $300 million deficit, and they said it was going to be 20 and 30 and 50 and 70, and now they're finally, halfway through the session, realizing that $300 million now might be $350 even. Mm-hmm. But even in this $300 million package that they're trying to put together, it only gives $30 million in cuts, 10% of our deficit they want to cut, which means 90% of this deficit we're facing, they want to raise new taxes and fees or work on, you know, FRM mortgage type, you know, facilities to try and find new money. They're truly not being serious about getting the finances of our state back in order. And not to mention the fact, if you dig deeper into this $300 million package, it's actually $326 million because they put another $25 million of spending in there. I mean, it should have failed.
That's right.
Right, that did. Mm-hmm. It should have failed. It should have failed, and it did. Now, quite frankly, I hope all the residents of New Hampshire stand up and say, we need to make a smaller, more efficient government. Stop raising our taxes.
1-866-823-1077. You can ask Andy Sanborn a question, Republican candidate for the state Senate. And what district number is that?
District number 7.
Okay. And again, 19 towns in your district?
19 towns from Loudoun, swinging around Concord, all the way down towards Keene.
Wow. Yeah. And even, I know it even reaches into Warner, too.
Absolutely. Warner, Bradford, Henniker, Hillsborough, all part of that circle, absolutely.
Okay, good. Just for our listeners to know that. And what's your website that people can get more info about you and,
absolutely,
and the issues?
I invite anyone to come to our website. It's andy4senate.com, and that's numerical 4. Love to have you come check out where I stand on the issues. You know, I'm, as most people, as your listeners know, I'm a guy that actually says what he thinks and does what he says. And, you know, I've been pretty clear about where I stand on all the issues. And, you know, you find that some candidates really want to fly at 30 or 60,000 feet and, you know, just provide some light chatter, but you never really understand where they are. Kind of what Corey was talking about in the last session that you had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really put very clearly where I stand on all the major issues of our state. So please come check out my website. If you'd love to have a sign on your yard, if you'd love to volunteer for help or contribute to our campaign, we have all those facilities on the website to do that, including my personal phone number, my personal email address. I believe if I'm going to represent people of this state, if I'm going to help lead and inspire our future, I have an obligation to be there when people have a question.
All right. Well, that's good. And you had a fundraiser recently. And your kickoff, what was that, just about 2 weeks ago,
about 2 weeks ago we did, absolutely.
And how did that go?
You know, it was an amazing experience to me. And as you know, not being a politician, just being a small business owner, you know, I'm running for politics because I've drawn my line in the sand. I've had it. I want us to take our state back. So I'm still uncomfortable with part of the whole stand in the front of the room type of position. And, you know, I was amazed at
how stood many, up in front of in front of plenty of crowded rooms in the LLC tax debate.
I'll
get to that in a minute, but continue.
But you know I'm relatively uncomfortable doing it. You know, I have a speech impediment. I'm a lifelong stutterer. Yeah. I've got those types of challenges. So, you know, for me, it's my commitment to the process versus my desire to stand in front of people. But, you know, we had this kickoff fundraiser event just to have the excitement of running for office. And a couple amazing things. I had five or six amazing, but two really came to light to me. At one point during this thing, and we had over 100 people show up to it, Brian. I mean,
that's pretty good.
Rolled my socks down, no question. You know, I had this lady come up to me, and she put $5 in my hand. She said, "Andy, here, I want you to have this contribution to your campaign. You know, and I wish it could have been more money, but I'm unemployed and I can't find a job." I mean, what do you say to that? I mean, obviously, I said, I'm like, I can't take, ma'am, I can't take your money. Please take this back. You know, I appreciate you being here. And she refused to take it back. And she looked me straight in the eye and said, "No, I need you to have this because I know you'll protect us." And that just, I mean, that is such a reaffirmation of why I made the decision to run, because I want to represent and protect the small business owners like myself, the ordinary working people who today don't feel they're getting any representation. They're obviously getting no protection. And our state's taking all the money we've ever made. You know, the other thing that really, really gave me pause to consider, Peter Thompson came to our event. He's the son of Mel Thompson, who, you know, made our famous quote, "Low taxes are the result of low spending."
Yep.
And as a lot of people know, his mom died a couple of months ago. And so Peter pulled me to the side with no fanfare, with no call out to anyone. We had a quiet conversation. He said, "Look, Andy, you know, as you know, my mother died and I was cleaning out her attic and I found a couple of the original prints that my father had made when he was governor that said low taxes are the result of low spending." And behind his back, he pulled a print out and he said, "Here, I actually took one of those prints and I framed it for you and I want you to have it because I know you'd make my dad proud." You know, it gives you goosebumps because you realize that you're working so hard to try and help people. And there's days you feel like you're pulling the rope a little bit by yourself. And there's other days you feel there's 1,000 people pulling it and you're not doing anything. But it was just a great experience for us and for our campaign and all of us to know that we're truly having an impact to the normal, everyday people who, like us, are saying, "Stop." And I'm happy to help fight that fight.
Well, one of the fights that Andy Sanborn has been fighting is this LLC tax issue. And a lot of people in the business community, I know, Andy, are very appreciative of your efforts. A lot of the people that I talk to, they come up and they thank me for all the publicity that we've given the issue here on this program and on the station in general. But I keep saying, well, there's plenty of other people to thank too, and you're certainly one of the names that keeps coming up.
I mean, I don't ask for thanks for anyone on this because there's no question you and so many other people have done so much more than I have. I'm an Irishman. I'll just stand up and talk about things I don't like, and I don't like this tax. I'm so frustrated today because it is very apparent that the LLC tax repeal has become a political agenda football. I mean, the legislators in Concord today, these elitists who are running our state, have taken an issue which they have promised for months. The governor has promised. Governor John Lynch, you promised me. Legislatures, you have promised us over and over and over again that they're going to repeal it. And here we stand again at the end of the session without repeal. And now there's rumors as of this morning that the leaders are going to try and take this issue, which is so important to all of us small business owners, and use it as a lever to try and raise more taxes. So the rumor is on Wednesday they're going to propose some new package for this $300 million deficit they don't seem to understand well. And included in that package is going to be tax increases and the LLC tax repeal. Now, I'm saying here today, as clearly as I can, that I would like to think that with the continual level of promises that all of these people in Concord have made to us to take the LLC tax issue, make it a standalone piece of legislation, and repeal it as you have promised to the 40,000 small business owners in the state of New Hampshire who are all paying taxes, who are all involved, who are working so hard to make ends meet today and working so hard to help expand our economy and create jobs, our legislators are holding the small business community in New Hampshire hostage. It's fundamentally wrong.
Every day that I see that passes on this repealing of the LLC tax is another day of uncertainty for the business owners of New Hampshire. And I know Jim Forsyth mentioned that. I think Corey touched on that a little bit in the last hour. And, you know, every day business people want to locate in New Hampshire. But then they look at this and go, I'm not so sure I want to do that.
I mean, this is the New Hampshire is the best state in America. Are we having challenges today? Absolutely. Is the business community being overtaxed today? No question whatsoever. But we can fix that. We can make this state great like it used to be great with just a change of leadership in Concord, and that's obviously why I'm running. And it crushes me as a guy who is so pro-New Hampshire. I mean, I'm such a traditional New Hampshire Yankee and curmudgeon to hear about these people who are leaving. And you're right, being involved with this LLC tax thing, and as you know, we've got thousands and thousands, literally, of people's email addresses, and I stay in touch with them about what's going on about all of this. Mm-hmm. People are actually leaving the state and moving their businesses to Florida or to South Carolina or to Tennessee. This is wrong. We can fix that. We should fix it. We need to fix it. I'll repeat myself again. Governor Lynch, you promised me. Please repeal this.
Andy Sanborn is a fourth-generation New Hampshire native.
I am. I mean, I am so proud. I mean, as you know, I mean, the girl of my dreams, my wife of 20 years, you know, we're both fourth generation New Hampshire natives. We love this state. I bleed New Hampshire blood. It's what I believe in. It's who I am. I mean, you know that at one point I oversaw a $300 million international leasing company in Chicago, but I made the company fly me out on Mondays and home on Fridays because I refused to leave the state that I love. And there's great people here. People work hard. They're polite. And it's something I want to represent, and we can. We just need to get our state to understand and our leaders and our legislators to understand that given the opportunity, small business owners and the ordinary working people of this state can pull us out of this recession. You know, the federal government is not going to get us out of this. We're going to do this all by ourselves.
Federal government just announced that they're not giving us $18 million that the legislature was counting on in closing this hole FMAP money.
Exactly. You know, as we talk about the fact our state is facing a $300 million deficit, half an hour ago it turned into a $318 million. You know, part of the challenges we have today in government at the state or the federal level is the federal government actually gives us back our own money, which is a discussion we'll have on another day.
Yes.
After they keep 13% of it. But whenever they send it back, there's always, you know, there's strings attached to it. They say, hey, look, we're gonna send you 30, or, you know, we're going to send you 20 as long as you put in 20. Well, this is another Medicaid program called FMAP. And apparently this afternoon, the federal government made the decision that it's a program that they no longer want to support, at least for now. So you're right. We have just lost another $18 million plus their $12 million right out of our state budget.
Wow. So the problems get worse.
The problems definitely get worse. And, you know, there are some people suggesting that this, you know, this deficit we have could be approaching $350 million. I mean, you know, despite all the rhetoric that things are great and blah, 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 foreclosures continue to be at an all-time high and still accelerating in New Hampshire. We still have 50,000 people without jobs. Now, you have to remember, the average size of a town in the state of New Hampshire is about 3,000 people. I mean, that's like saying we have 10 towns with zero employment. And what's our state doing about that?
That's a good question.
Nothing. They have done absolutely nothing to try and allow businesses to be successful, to allow businesses to hire people. They've done nothing to create a level of confidence that people are going to have jobs and keep their jobs so they will participate in the economy. You know, this isn't rocket science. It's actually business science. So let's try and find some business owners. And I encourage every single person listening and all the listeners of 107.7 are, again, some of the best people in the state of New Hampshire. It's time for you to take your turn. If you're a small business owner, if you're an ordinary working people, if you think you can help get our economy back on track, if you think you can provide some level of, you know, reasonable and rational common sense to politics, We would love to have you run. You know, it's open filing season. We talked about the fact that I was first.
They have about another week to do that, so there's not much time left.
There is not much time left. And, you know, there's you can either run for the House or you can run for the Senate. You know, with the House, as we know, there's 400 members. It's about one person for every 3,000 people who live in the state. And it's, you know, it's exciting. It's fun. I mean, you can help craft the future of our state. You can say, I was responsible for taking back New Hampshire and making it a low-tax, enjoyable place to live.
All right, andyforsenate.com. That's four as in number four.
Numerical four, absolutely.
Yep. andyforsenate.com. Andy Sanborn, good to see you again.
Bulldog, it's awesome always being in here. Everyone out in the listening world, thank you so much for the time today.
All right, well, we'll continue the discussion with you on another day.
Absolutely, and I will send you an update of what happens in the next couple days. I'm reaching out to the LLC tax group and obviously all your listeners, and I think we need to start jumping up and down a little bit again and letting our legislators know that they are not helping the process, they are not helping get our economy back on track, and they need to do what they promised that they would do.
All right, Andy, thank you.
Right on, Brian. Thanks so much.
All righty.